Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Police have exposed the man who allegedly urinated on a fellow Delta Airlines passenger.
Oh, okay, good. We find out who this guy is.
As a pastor, he is a pastor from North Carolina, but not the one who came out and said it's not him.
So there's a couple famous guys from down there.
I haven't heard of either one of these people. Okay. The victim, a woman named Alicia Beverly, told police that she fell asleep on an early flight from Vegas to Detroit and woke up to find a man urinating on her, according to the Winston-Salem Journal.
Does that mean there's a number of famous pastors in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are.
I suppose.
That's where they hang out. That's a hotbed.
Yep.
Right. I've never been a pastor groupie, so I don't know.
Daniel Chalmers.
They don't want to be.
Daniel Chalmers, a pastor at Love Wins Ministries from Raleigh, North Carolina, first told police that Bev was lying. But an officer noticed that he smelled of alcohol.
Oh.
And urine?
So it wasn't Ambien.
So he admitted to having a few drinks and claimed that he'd suffered a bad reaction to the medication he took prior to the flight. The FBI later interviewed him and wrote him a citation for simple assault and let him leave. He released a statement yesterday apologizing for what happened. He said he wants to sincerely apologize for his actions. He said he took an Ambien for the first time to sleep well on his flight, and he had a terrible reaction. He's so sorry for how this affected everyone on this flight, and especially one lady passenger in particular, he says. He continues that he has reached out to and apologized to her as well, and he wants to please ask everyone for their forgiveness. He never intended or wanted for this to happen, said that he would release a statement clarifying what happened on his website soon, but documents obtained by Fox 2 indicate that Chalmers blew a .17.
Whoa, that's pretty ripped.
In a BAC test.
Whoa.
He claimed that he'd had two drinks before the flight, took Ambien, and did not remember the incident.
He had more than two drinks. He's .17.
Absolutely, he did.
Now, if he took the Ambien, if he did all that, I hated it. He said right away, she's lying. If we would do that and we go, what happened? What did I do? Oh, I'm sorry.
He says he doesn't remember it.
Well, I would.
Of course not.
I don't remember a lot of stuff. If I'm told I've done it by people I trust, then I did it.
Right. Yeah, but you've had experience doing things that you don't remember. This guy may or may not have that same experience.
Do you think it's the first time he's had more than two drinks, though? No way. He's not a pastor. I'm going to finally start drinking now on a flight. Now,
yeah, I don't believe.
What I do believe is the Ambien thing, and that will put you out.
Yeah, but 1.7, he was drinking.
He was drinking a lot. Now he also might say that because of the Ambien, he didn't know what was going on. He just kept drinking.
Oh, yeah, the Ambien would make you pee on your neighbor, I'm sure.
Right, because if I ever got accused of pissing the tent, I wouldn't say, you're lying. I would consider that a possibility, a strong possibility.
You'd consult your track record.
Yeah.
How about a probability, yeah.
But now I know I can blame the Ambien.
Right.
Although there was no Ambien involved.
You don't sleep down from
vodka.
Todd's tent. Right.
I'm pretty sure I did issue an apology, though.
Was that when you peed on your son or your wife?
I don't
just
recall.
Just say yes.
Or the clock.
Well, no, but when you were camping, didn't you? Oh, you peed your son. That's right.
No, I didn't.
I thought it was Zane. You peed that.
It was just me.
Oh, okay.
I just peed on me.
Got it.
I peed the sleeping bag.
Right.
I didn't really pee the tent.
Yeah.
Oh, in the case with Christy when we were in Northern Washington. Then I peed the tent. I was trying to piss outside the window.
Yeah, I remember that in Sprayed, right?
Yeah, it's a little screen.
Right, exactly.
So you're trying to piss through a screen, and apparently some of it bounces back.
I love the fact that
this creates a pee mist.
I forgot you were in a sleeping bag. That just must have felt just nasty. Soaked and nasty inside a sweet sleeping bag.
Well, then you had to roll that sleeping bag up and take it with you that day.
I had a day to let it dry out
in the
sun.
Good.
Hang it over a tree branch.
Yeah.
So it was just dried urine in your sleeping bag. That had to smell good.
And it got cleaned up once we got home.
Right.
I may have even cleaned it at the campsite.
Let's go dunk the sleeping bag in the river.
Yeah. The clothes were a little wet, too.
But see, you admitted it right away. And you didn't say, I didn't do that. You said, well, I probably did do that.
Oh, that sounds like me.
Yeah, that's because I've had experience.
I do love the fact that, I mean, you're right, because there's big mega churches everywhere, and especially down south. So basically, famous pastors, probably there's a bunch of them. I love how the one guy got accused it really wasn't him. Because no matter what happens, people are always going to say, was that dude? I think it was him. No, it wasn't me. It was that dude.
Which celebrity pastor was it?
What a horrible, horrible experience. First of all, this woman is not probably likely to get up and punch the guy. If you're a dude and some drunk's peeing on you, you are pounding him.
Oh, immediately.
You're getting up off your seat in a Delta plane and you're hitting the guy. Hard. I still love it. I love how, in fact, he said, you're lying. No, I smelled piss and alcohol on you. Okay, sorry.
Then I took Ambien.
I heard that message up, right? Okay, Ambien.
According to a new survey of 1,000 men and 1,000 women.
Yep.
All right.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hang on. Christy's going to fill us in.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Yes, we had a day to dry out the sleeping bag in the tent, okay. But it was horrible. it was rainy, super, super rainy, because we were in the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
And it was... So it was cold, and it was rainy, and we tried to make a fire to dry the sleeping bag out on.
Right.
And so we had maybe like we took a tarp, and we put a tarp over the fire, and then put the sleeping bag over the fire, and it kind of dried out. Kind of.
So it wasn't sunny at all, Todd. You're totally wrong.
No, this is a different case.
Oh, different?
Yeah. This was a different incident that I'm referring to where it was sunny out.
Yeah. And so that night, not only did it smell like pee in the tent, but it smelled like smoky pee.
He's smoking his urine now.
Smoked urine.
Well, yeah.
Smoky.
It's campfire and urine.
In the morning.
Yeah. It was lovely.
Old smoky pee.
And that was the last time Christy went on the camping trips.
That is the best story. Maybe. Thank you, Christy. I love that smoky pee.
I did issue an apology, did I not?
I hope so.
I don't know. I don't know. That was the same time when you turned into, I can't remember what I called you. When you turned into like the Yeti and you know.
Oh, yeah, you called me Sasquatch.
Was that when you were drinking a lot of red wine?
Yes, I drank like an entire box of red wine.
Was that the one where you were passed out naked over the log?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A box of red wine is gonna you're gonna pee the tent. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I think
you probably couldn't get the pee.
It was drizzly, and we started drinking probably about 4 p.m.
All right.
Yeah, I think he was even talking to slugs around the fire pit.
I do remember going to the car.
He had to pee
to change into whatever I was sleeping in. And I decided, even though it was like 45 degrees and drizzly out, right, it would just be good to be naked for a while. So that's when you called me Sasquatch.
Because you had pee all over you. That's
and
why.
I was insulted that you called me Sasquatch, apparently.
Yeah. Fun
times. She goes, yeah, fun times. I love that. I'm so glad you called
me. So let's go glamping on Friday.
All right. Let's do it.
Thank you. I'll show you going to glamp, right? Well, don't pee the glamp, all right. Thanks, Christy. That's a great story. Smoky pee. That sounds like the Cabernet you were drinking.
Yeah, and from then on, she's just like, nah, I'll stay home with the dogs.
Got a hint of smoky pee in this Cabernet.
I think that's the last incident, though.
Well nobody goes. Most recent incident.
You camp alone a lot now, so we don't know.
Until you stop camping, I'm not taking it off the table that it's going to happen ever again.
Especially a box of red wine. That'll put you down, man.
Yeah, that's what did it. And the previous one, the one I mentioned where it was sunny out, mm-hmm. that was mudslides.
Oh.
Somebody bought a big bottle of TGI Friday's mudslides.
Oh, my God.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But not a bunch of them.
You were camping with the girls that time?
Yeah.
There were some girls.
I'm surprised you didn't puke with the mudslides.
Me too.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugar and stuff.
And as we know, it's the sugar
it's
that gets
sugar.
You really
and the
drunk.
The rum runner is the sugar that makes you puke. All right.
It's all that mixer. You take the mixer out, you're
yeah,
fine.
It's fine. Mudslides, man. They do taste good, but you're drinking a bunch of those.
Yeah. Oh, they were going down good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Explain to me.
Sounds like a sugar high.
Explain to me. It's because you're. Listen, because we all get drunk at the house, so you're not peeing your, well, you pee your clock once, but you're not necessarily peeing your bed every night. So is it because you're just so out of it in a tent that you know getting out of the tent and getting outside, out it's cold, and you don't want to leave your sleeping bag? What's the process of just totally pissing your sleeping bag?
Or do you just take the drinking to the next level
when
you're camping?
Yeah, that's
I drink way more when I'm camping.
Right.
Because you sit around a campfire, you're just swilling whatever.
Right. Obviously.
Starting earlier, ending later.
You know, when I remember peeing myself, it's been a long time, but you feel it. You kind of wake up because you feel yourself getting warm in that area. Did you wake up? Or did you realize it in the morning that you know?
No, I think about mid-pee, I realized, oh, I'm pissing the sleeping bag here. The one that Christy called in, I don't remember any of that.
Obviously.
But I was standing up inside the tent. And I think I couldn't find the door. I couldn't find the zipper.
Smoke.
Because there's too many zippers in a tent. You know, you zip the window shut, and I just opened up the door or the window zipper, thinking it was the door, and then started peeing.
Now you're gonna drive
tents
out.
Are complicated.
It is hard to leave when you can't find
the door.
Find the door.
So you're going glamping this weekend. Does that involve a cabin, or is it an outdoor fancy tent?
It's a fancy tent, but it's got a heater inside
it. And it's off the ground, right?
Right.
One of those things. Okay, that's cool. I would glamp. Not with you, because you peel. But I would totally glamp, because I like the outdoors. I would totally glamp, but not, like I said, not with you. Although, if I could watch you just get drunk and piss yourself, that's worth the price of admission.
Yeah, you could be in the next tent over.
Yes.
The next tent
the
hill.
We can adjourn to different tents, yeah.
I'll set mine up the hill from Todd.
Right.
And Ken is right. Smokey P was... old jazz musician.
That's what I was thinking. I saw a documentary on Smokey P the other day. He was the best.
Oh, yeah. He was an innovator.
Yeah.
Legend.
She goes, fun times.